Hello again. This is Brad, and welcome to the Pastor in Your Pocket podcast. This is the first of what I'm going to call a special edition. Normally, this podcast is to help kind of tee up and set up our services on Sunday, but also had the idea from the Lord that from time to time, He might give me a thought or give me an inspiration that's not connected to something we're going to share during a sermon series. But it's something that would be a great inspiration for you, meditation for you, to just think on and to allow who God is and His Word to get down inside of your heart a little bit deeper. So this is what this is. This is the very first special edition, and a little bit of backstory on this to know where it's coming from. You know, over the past several months, I've been in varying meetings from, you know, men's groups to ministers' gatherings, and have heard from men, from fathers. So this is a little bit specific in the sense of this inspiration is specifically for you dads out there, for you fathers. But I think it can apply to everybody overall. And I want to ask you, if you know a father, if you know a dad that this might bless, please send it to them. Please share it out to them. But here's what's going on. In these meetings I've been at, I've heard some men talk about their kids. Most of them tend to be grown, if you will, you know, young adults or adult children that either are have walked away from the Lord or living a lifestyle that the parents are like, oh man, that's not the way we raised you, or they're struggling with something to do with their identity. I mean, it can be anything, really. And just the thought that has come over these meetings, and the Lord has inspired me to encourage these dads with this, is that, you know, we only have one heavenly daddy. You know, He is our only God. He is our only heavenly Father. There is no other. He's it. Just like us, and you'll hear me talk from time to time about how God has painted for us natural pictures in our relationships that help us understand our spiritual relationships. An example of that is marriage, where Paul says in Ephesians that talking about marriage, he was really talking about Christ and His church. Well, the same thing is true when it comes to parenting, right? That as parents, we are mirroring our relationship with our Heavenly Father, and especially us dads. I mean, men, think about this. You and I share a title that God holds. We know Him as Father, and we are known as Father. You know, He is known as Abba, which is the word daddy. We also are known as daddy to our children. He is the only Heavenly Father we have, and we are the only Father our children have. So there's some really, really powerful parallels there that I want to encourage you to understand, that you're the only daddy your kids have. And just like we, as God's children, we have received our identity from our Heavenly Father's mouth, our children receive their identity from their earthly father's mouth as well. Again, you know, when we look at ourselves, you know, wherever you were, ever how you came to have faith in Jesus, you know, there was a time in your life where, you know, Paul said you were outside of the family. You were estranged from your father. You were in a difficult relationship with God, right? Like sometimes many earthly dads have with their kids, where you and your Heavenly Father weren't talking, you weren't connected, you weren't in relationship, you weren't having a friendship with each other. But what did your Heavenly Father do? He never changed the way He spoke about you. Even, Paul says, even when I was God's enemy, that's when He reconciled me, that's when He bought me, that's when He loved me. That's when He told me, you're my son. I love you. You're accepted. You're righteous. You're holy. You're beloved. He began to speak over me who He knew me to be, even before I was that. And it was His calling out of our hearts, or calling to our hearts, and telling us who He made us to be. That's what called us in. That's what was the goodness and the kindness and the mercy of God that led you and I to repentance. And so remember that, dads, that no matter what's going on, you may have an older kid yourself that you're looking at them and going, man, they're not walking with the Lord, or they're not living the way that we trained them to live. Don't necessarily preach at them. Do what your Heavenly Father did for you. With your mouth, declare over them, both privately and publicly, who they are. You begin to confess and to speak and to say, man, that's my son, that's my daughter. They're loved. They're righteous. God has called them. They are accepted. They are holy. They are beloved. You know, and begin to declare identity over that child, over that adult child. Begin to speak that to them. You know, there's a principle Selena and I have learned that is so powerful, is I know that my name is safe in my wife's mouth. I know that she doesn't talk well about me when I'm there, and then when she's with her girlfriends, she doesn't talk well with me. My name is safe in her mouth. She's not speaking evil of me at any time. You know, that's so true with us as parents as well, that we can let our children know that their name, who they are, is safe in our mouth, that we speak only good of them. We speak only well of them. We speak only life over them, that we don't have a mouth that's full of evil over them, of complaint, but we speak living things over them. And I really do believe that when we do that, we are mirroring for them what God is saying into their heart. And we are really coming into chorus, if you will, or we're coming into agreement with Father's words. And we're now saying what God our Father says about our child. And now they're hearing it from two witnesses. They're hearing it from both of their fathers. They're hearing it from their Heavenly Father via the Holy Spirit, and they're hearing it from us, their earthly father, also via the Holy Spirit. And that's just a powerful place for us to be as we are walking with our adult children. So I just want to leave that thought with you. Just give it some meditation. I'd love to, again, as always, hear what God might say to you about it, so you can leave me a comment. I don't think I've done this yet, but you can email me if you'd like. It's brad.holloman@gmail.com. And so we look forward to talking with you soon. And guys, you are your kid's daddy. Just go out there and speak well over them. All right, have a great day. Thanks.